Work, you ever
like,
worked a W-2 job? Not really.
no,
Not
I,
even.
well, I technically, because like when I was in college, I did part-time jobs, which is W-2 tax, but
Yeah, but
it wasn't like salary. I mean, it was like moving companies and shit
I
like
mean,
that.
walk into a Starbucks. Are those Starbucks employees drinking the Kool-Aid?
As far as like the Jonestown reference.
Yeah, I mean, just are you drinking the Kool-Aid to stay around? Like when I worked for the Death Star, that Kool-Aid was Super Soaker 1000 down my fucking throat. Like, drink this fucking Kool-Aid. And I just, just taking it, And it's just like you didn't know no better. But when you start seeing your broker cut, it's a little bit easier to see versus your W-2 job where they, you don't know, you don't see the accounting. You
I
don't
see
see
what,
the
yeah, I see what you're saying, yeah.
millions and millions of dollars these Fortune 500 companies bring in and reinvest. I mean, you just don't see that, or you don't really care to see it. But I mean, I get it. The broker wants his cut. That's the whole point of having a brokerage, and that's his whole point for dumping his brain into you so he can go create new mini-me's. Why do I send out data to my guys so I can have a mini-me? I can only be in one place at one time, and if I can have 100 people doing what I do and bring them up, eventually they're gonna leave. Just like you said, they're eventually gonna go say, hey, I'm good, bro, thank you for everything you've done. And it's hard. It's a real hard conversation, isn't it?
No, I mean, I've seen people too that you like where Sean specifically, and I won't say names, but I've seen him help people and he's there and he's, you know what I mean? Like it, everyone gets frustrated with everyone. I get that, but I've seen him like pour out to a lot of people and then they've come up with some reason that he wronged them and they're like, they go out in flames and it's like, that's something I don't really understand, but
Well, I mean, it takes all walks of life to make a world.
yeah. Fair
So,
enough.
your biggest win was.
But I just think that would be tough on y'all's end if it's like you're given like I would struggle with trusting people in that regard because it's like, man, like I feel like you get more people kind of do that than stick around and pay out good, so.
Well, the thing is, here's the key to this business is you make it so good where people don't want to leave. I mean, it's the honest to God truth. Two brains are better than one. 100 brains are better than one. And that's what a lot of these Fortune 500 companies do. They start stacking brains and think tanks, and then they have their own masterminds in the company. More Kool-Aid, more Kool-Aid, drink more Kool-Aid. I mean, I remember just being in think tanks at the Death Star. And I mean, I don't use that shit anymore. I mean, maybe the skills, the personal skills and stuff that I learned in there, but now it's you're hunting yourself. You got to hunt if you want to eat. I mean, y'all can see I'm overweight, so clearly I'm getting the hunt done. But if you want to eat in this business, you just got to hunt.
For sure.
And if you're not good at hunting, you're going to eventually get hunting, or you're going to starve. And the people that starve have to go get jobs.
Yeah, and I feel like that's the point we're in right now. At least in our field, I've seen a lot of people, a lot of people leaving the business.
Yeah, I talked to a friend of mine last night that I haven't spoken to in probably, I don't know, 5 or 8 years. Grew up together, and I don't want to say too much on camera, but I kind of felt like he could do more. You know what I mean? And some people, go out and make it happen, and some people really don't care to make it happen.
For sure.
Some people want to collect a monthly check or a weekly check, go home, drink Modelo for the weekend, get up on Monday and go do it again,
For sure.
But once you got that feeling inside, you just can't get rid of it, the
Yeah, pretty
burning
hard to shake.
feeling. It'll be a Saturday or a Sunday afternoon, and all of a sudden I'll start feeling anxious, like anxiety. Why am I feeling anxiety? Well, it's because there's shit that can be done. Like, why ain't this done? Why ain't that done? Ryan, it's a fucking weekend. Save it for Monday. So I have that constant battle where I'm just trying to fight my anxiety just because there's so much things going on that could be continuously worked on.
Yeah, it's hard to shut off.
It's hard. It's very hard to shut it off. And once you
Especially
get.
too, because your phone's probably just blowing up. Like it's you can't even hardly get your mind off it because
Right.
someone's calling you about something that.
But, versus the new guy that his phone don't ring. How do you get your phone to ring? You got to network. You got to build your business brick by brick. business card, another business card, another business card. You know, Hannah, my wife, she called me out. She's like, can you just not give somebody a business card? I got them in my pocket right here. People make fun of me for wearing cargo shorts all the time, but I got a stack of business cards in my pocket at all times. So that way, here you go. You know, so brick by brick, you can build a business and you can build a successful one as long as you get better and better and better as time progresses. I probably said this a couple times. It's just like a batting cage. Mm-hmm. Wait for the pitch. Swing, miss. Swing, miss. Struck out spinning, miss. And then all of a sudden, you get a foul ball. Well, I've never hit the ball before. You hit it. It mm-hmm. just didn't go where you want it.
Yeah.
And then next thing you know, you're hitting it again. Foul ball again.